This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. One of the constants in this consumer economy the past, couple of 5 years anyway, is that identity theft is the new normal. Every time you turn around, there's been a hack or a data breach that means you have to lock down your credit report. And now apparently you have to lock down your kids' credit reports too. According to Javelin Strategy and Research, last year more than 1 million American children were the victims of identity theft, and it cost their families $540 million to fix or freeze it. Marketplace's Andy Euler has that one.
Heather Karpinski lives in Houma, Louisiana. She's got 5-year-old twin boys, Gavin and Grant. She says when her family came home from vacation in August, she noticed that a lot of their mail was addressed to Gavin.
And I opened those up and found some pretty hefty bills. I called the company and they told me that Gavin had been a regular customer of theirs for quite some time. And I was quite surprised.
It turns out somebody had hacked into their pediatrician's computer and accessed Gavin's information. Karpinski filed a police report and
had to send that with a letter, as well as all of Gavin's information, to all three of the credit bureaus, request that his credit be frozen.
She says they're still in the process of freezing Gavin's credit. Jerry Linebaugh is the founder of the consultancy group J-Line Financial. He says kids are especially vulnerable because if an adult's identity is stolen, they're probably going to find out sooner.
Because you're actively using it. Maybe it's a credit card offer. Maybe it's a new home purchase, a car. A kid is totally the holy grail of fraud because no credit is good credit.
Parents can freeze their kids' credit free of charge now, but it's still a process. Elizabeth McQueen lives in Austin, Texas, and has a 7-year-old and a 9-year-old.
Someone recently said, you should think about freezing your kids' credit score.
She said the thought had never crossed her mind. Now she's considering it, but it's not really a priority.
I mean, honestly, I have, a million and one things on list to do that I haven't done. And so, freezing my kids' credit score is pretty far down there. But what could it hurt?
It's a question it sounds like a lot of parents will be asking in the near future. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.